Tell us about this displaced persons camp. Did you get clothes, food?
Yes, there was a United Nations fund, you know, and then there was the Jewish agency. So, yeah, we were given food and clothing. Then about 100 of us orphan children went on a boat, what they call the Kinder Transport, from Poland to England. So I lived in England for about a year. That's when I first learned English.
It's just hard to imagine. Here we got to keep reminding that you were 11 and 12 years old when this is all happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess you just go with the flow. You had all these other children around, and there was some playing and kidding around and all that. And so it helped to have all those kids with you.
Yes. And I'll never forget, on that ship, a young rabbi came with us. He was kind of in charge of the whole operation. And he was wise enough to realize that we were all traumatized. So he didn't go into the real serious rabbinical stuff. He was a jolly fellow, as I remember. And I still remember some of the songs that were taught. There was one that was really funny. That was, Solomon had 1,000 wives, and that's the reason why. He always was late for the bus, kissing them all goodbye. I mean, that was funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he told us the famous English song, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, My Bonnie Lies Over the Sea. So we arrived in London. As it happened, one uncle of mine, my mother's brother, lived in London. In fact, he was in the Polish brigade of the British Army in World War II. But I was put in a boarding house.
But did you connect with your uncle there?
Yes.
How could you have ever made that connection?
I imagine that it was on his part that the connection was made. But I wound up in a boarding school.
You became Al Langer again when you went to that displaced persons camp.
Yeah. You asked me about first time I went to school. What I recall, it was in England.
At 11 years old. That was your first time in school.
First time in school. So because of my age, they had to put me in a certain grade. So there are big holes in my education. They couldn't put me with the little kids. And then I had another uncle on my father's side who lived in South America, in La Paz, Bolivia. They wanted us to come to South America.
But when you were in England, then you had to learn English.
Yes.
Was that difficult for you?
At that age, no. No.
So there you were at 11, in command of three languages.
Yes, except that I kind of forgot my German. I may have willed myself to forget it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have anything to do that had to do with Germany.
Yeah.
Which is not a rational thing to do, but like you say, I was a little kid.
Was that school that you attended, a Jewish school?
Yes. And that was another culture shock, because going from posing as a Catholic going to a Jewish school. So I had a lot of adjustments to make.
Wow. Do you think those experiences formed who you were, who you became?
Well, it really taught me to go with the flow, so to speak.
Right.
You know, I had to make adjustments.
Yeah. So that was temporary in England. What was that, a year you were there?
About a year.
Then we go on to South America.
New language. Have to learn Spanish.
Yeah. And where in South America?
La Paz, Bolivia.
How was that experience on the ship going to South America?
It was interesting because at the time, my sister and my uncle and my grandmother, we all went to South America.
The family members connected with you then?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was looking out for everybody here, weren't they? I mean, the fact that they were all in England and they connected with you.
Well, actually, my uncle was in England. And he had my grandmother, his mother, she got out of Siberia. So there we were in England, and from England we went to South America at the behest of my uncle in South America, in La Paz, Bolivia.
Having a strong family really helped you, didn't it? The connection, they remained close.
Yes.
As much as they could.
As much as they could. Of course, it wasn't easy to do.
No, but you had that.
Yes.
And I imagine a lot of those orphan children didn't have any family.
That's right. That's right. Well, some of those orphan children, of course, those were children who never found their parents because
right.
they had perished. So many of them, I think, were adopted by English families. Right.
This extended family of yours obviously felt bad for you because your parents weren't around and they were going to take on the parental role.
Right.